Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, 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 welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And I like that we have guests coming in to the studio that ask the proverbial question, how did I get here? And of course, I don't want to do the show without my co-hosts, Niles and KJ. How you doing, guys?
Good, good, good.
Yeah, everybody's ready. It's like hump day. You're ready, right, for the day?
It's hump day. It's time to get through the week. Here we go. There's some motivation for you guys.
Absolutely. Now, at the bottom of the hour, we've got a guest that's been here last year, but she's returning and she's done some amazing things in the marketplace. And I'm excited to hear because I really like her. I do. Last week, we talked about forgiveness and being grateful. But this week, we've got our very own Niles, who's going to bring us a principle on reconciliation. And I think we all can agree that when you're reconciling with someone, it's a little bit more than forgiveness. So, Niles, why don't you take it away?
All right. First off, howdy, hey, everybody. All right. Hope you're having a great week. Today's principle, reconciliation. You know, I like to start off by definitions, by defining. What is reconciliation? It means salvation, atonement, forgiving, taking action to correct previous wrongdoing in order to repair a relationship. It's putting your pride and ego to the side, which we all have to an extent. Yes, we do. You need to admit it. In order to serve God's purpose for us, which is unity, fellowship, and living for the Creator, which is rooted in love and adoration for the Creator, some of us are holding grudges against family, friends, co-workers, whoever it may be, and it's separating you from one another. And when you know, when you separate, you know, from one another, which is also in separation from God, because we are an extension of God, guess what? It makes room for sin. And as we know, when you're separated from God, even an inch, it leaves room for sin. And that's when the devil creeps in. He creeps into the little spaces. Satan likes to get in your mind. He likes to get in your heart to do the work. And oftentimes we fall out with one another over the most minute things. And in this current era of cut them off, you know, let them go. You know, we are so quick to do this, but what if God handled us that way? The pews and the kingdom would be empty. So, let's remember to exercise the same love that God gives us each and every day by doing right by one another, which is doing right by God. And also remember to repent when you stray and fall short. It's inevitable due to our flesh. Reconciliation is necessary. It's forgiveness, AKA forgiveness. It's freedom. It takes the shackles off, the invisible shackles, the shackles on your soul and on your mind. You're keeping yourself captive by not reconciling with your loved ones, with your neighbors, whoever it may be, your coworker. And whether you recognize it or not, it's taking up your energy. It's just working in the background. So people, reconcile today. It's the holidays. Be cheerful. It's necessary. Hug everybody. Love everybody. Reconciliation. What do you guys think about that?
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. I like the fact that you mentioned that we oftentimes will deal with people or situations and circumstances in pride, and we kind of let pride get in the way and not, you know, living to that full potential of reconciling and forgiving. So you're spot on with that, man. Thanks. That's really, really good. Very good.
Thank you. pride, ego. We all have an ego and we all have pride. We just have to kind of like get in check with ourselves and scale that thing back. Because if not, pride can wreck the show, which is that's the one thing that God, you know, does not like. And it's for a reason. Pride destroys.
Absolutely. And I think also, Niles, I just kind of want to add that sometimes we're fearful of when you're thinking about reconciling with someone, maybe it's been years or what have you that you've spoken with them. Sometimes you're fearful of rejection, and it's okay. You know, I say this, if you find yourself wanting to exercise the freedom or the liberty of reconciling and they don't accept your apology or they don't really kind of see, you know, that you really do want to save the relationship, it's all right. You've done your part and that's what matters, right? Because you can't control anyone at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, rejection is a part of life. And you use that word fear. We need to get rid of rejection and fear.
Yeah.
You know, we have to bypass those in order to grow. Like, you're always going to face rejection and fear. But that's no reason not to do it.
Absolutely. What you think, KJ? You're mighty quiet there, man.
Yeah, you better wake up, KJ. You better talk, man.
Hey, I'm just letting you guys, like, divulge your thoughts, you know. I think that's on point, you know. I always say, like, go if you're uncomfortable doing something that's good, that means you're going into the right direction. Mm. Always embrace the uncomfortability when it comes down to a relationship, because relationships are hard. Your feelings are at stake. But sometimes you need to put your feelings into the side and reconcile whatever mess that you're in. And to move forward, even if the other person doesn't do it back, but now at least you're free. Now they're in bondage. You know, all you can do at that point is pray for them, and just speak life into them. But other than that, your job is done. And one thing that you brought up is like our culture. It's like more of like, oh, I'm gonna cut you off if you do me wrong. You know,
and like, it's so popular like, nowadays. Like,
yeah, cancel culture. It's like I understand it. I understand cancel culture to the sense of like, okay, you have these people who are doing legitimately bad things to the community, like on a evil, bad level, you know? But when it comes down to mistakes, if someone says a statement like, oh, I did not know I made a mistake, are we going to cancel?
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, like how we got to where we are today, we made mistakes. What if I canceled you when you were 3 when you learned to walk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to fall sometimes. Sure. So I honestly think we need to think bigger with it, because we need to reconcile with people who are like who make little mistakes, even in the media, celebrities.
You know? It's just the most minute things. And like I said, if God handled us that way, the kingdom and the pews would be empty.
Exactly.
You know, that's why we're always running back to God, because we know that he's full of grace and mercy and forgiveness, you know, and our job on this planet, one of our jobs is to be Christ-like, right?
Yeah,
and that's how we can be Christ-like. But I think we need to just put the whole cancel culture aside and let's have forgiveness culture. Let's start that. Let's have rehabilitation culture. Don't just throw people away. That's not your job to throw people away. That's not our job.
Absolutely not. I got this thing with Ty. I tell her, don't be so quick to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, I guess I'm telling my age here, but you know, you just kind of want to. You're right. Let's practice forgiveness. Let's stop all of this nonsense with canceling people. I saw, and I'm digressing just a tad bit, but the young lady, you guys help me. You guys are in the entertainment business.
T-shirt, right?
That's the one that plays.
Black Panther.
So you see what's going on there, and I'm like, no, she's one of the good ones. What are you doing? But you know, she just had her say, and I don't know if maybe it didn't go across well with others, but it was really negative the way they kind of put her out there. But I was thinking, come on, man, she has a right to voice her opinion. I believe.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the context of what she talked about. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that attacking someone for speaking up about a particular situation or a particular subject, because you do not agree with it is the right way to go, because we can never learn as a community. I know we always talk about, we need to combine thoughts. It's harder than it looks. It's harder than it looks to like come together. It's like, okay, you disagree with what I said, but we still need to work together to move forward. It's more challenging than it seems to be. But I really don't believe that exiling people for voicing their opinion or making a mistake or saying something that is against the norm is the way. You have to ask yourself, okay, why are we exiling this person? Is it because of what they said, or is it because how I feel about what they said?
Mm. Yeah. And that mindset by itself just isn't biblical. You know, there's nothing godly or Christ-like about it. You know, just throwing people away as if people are just like disposable. And I think we're in a culture now and times where, you know, if somebody doesn't disagree with what you're saying, like, it's havoc. And it's kind of what you're saying. But people have to realize a combined thought doesn't mean it's just central, just one thought. It means you have to take in different entities and components to reach, you know, one accord. It could be an umbrella, but things under the umbrella. It doesn't have to be one thing. Because if it's one thing, I guarantee you, not everybody's going to agree with it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but that's why at the end of the day, I think what it comes down to is morals, values, good, but good is God. You know, that is the standard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well done, Mr. Niles Finke. So how are you? Okay. Case in point. How have you used that principle, if you don't mind me asking? This is we're always in the space of being honest, open, and sincere. How have you used that principle of reconciliation, reconciling?
I rarely hold grudges nowadays. And to tell you the truth, most of the time I'm overlooking offenses, you know, just because I'm going to commit my own. And I understand the flawed part of human nature. I understand the flesh. The Bible tells us all about it, but experiences in time, the news, all around us, we have, you know, signs. And it kind of just helps to understand humanity and why we have a creator, why we have God, why we have redemption, why we have, you know, reconciliation and forgiveness. Because that should be extended. Like I said, reconciliation is freedom. I would say 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago, I had more of a surface understanding of you know, forgiveness and reconciliation. And especially nowadays, you hear a lot of people say like, oh, I forget, but I don't forget. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's not reconciliation and that's not forgiveness, you know? But I've just gotten to a point where, like, I really don't hold anything against anyone. And, you know, just by dipping into the Bible, but developing a better relationship with God, like I said, we're all flawed. And knowing that, we should all exercise mercy for one another. So that's how I deal with reconciliation. Like, you know, even if you have, like, a heated argument, the next minute I can talk to you, like, you're like my brother and sister. You know, because emotions are fleeting. That's why I don't think people should depend on their feelings and emotions all the time. And you hear that all the time. Listen to my feelings and my emotions. And your feelings and emotions may just exist in this space. It may not exist tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It may not exist later on. That's how you feel right now. Right, don't listen to your feelings. Listen to your heart. Make sure your heart is connected to God. And therefore, you know that you are operating from the right place.
Duly noted.
I want to add on to that. Lecrae. He has a song where he says, freedom isn't free. Anything good comes with a price because you have to sacrifice and cut off the areas where, okay, I want love. Okay, what kind of love are you looking for? You know, if you want that whole agape love, like you want to like love everybody for who they are, do you love you for who you are? You know? There is a lot of work that goes into achieving anything good.
Amen.
You know, reconciliation is good. People want the truth. People want love. People want freedom. People want honesty. Are you willing to do the work to get there, or at least open your mind to the possibilities of what life will be to get there? Nothing is free. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's this is the best time to exercise forgiveness and reconciliation before the end of the year is up. This has been a crazy year. Yes. People have been spending more time inside and with one another. And in that comes arguments or whatever else. Man, reconcile. Do not take that baggage, that mess into the next year. Okay.
I ditto those sentiments. Exactly. Seriously. Don't just squash it, you know, let it go. And if the relationship is salvageable, please, by all means, make every attempt, you know, attempt to salvage the relationship, because we need each other, right? We're not in this thing by ourselves. You know, once upon a time, I thought I could go off and build a business and just get it together and then let other folk, you know, kind of chime in. But I've quickly learned that when you're building something, you really want people that are there, that are supportive, and no man's an island, not at all. And I would love for you, the listener, to stay interactive with us. The number to reach us if you have a question or a comment or you just want to chime in is 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And before KJ comes with the trending topics, I want to send a shout out to my beautiful ex-husband and his beautiful wife, Doris. This is Terry and Doris. And Terry is now cooking. He is preparing turkeys and Cornish hens and hams, smoked and fried turkeys. He's doing it, man. And he's actually doing it in Memphis, Tennessee and in Columbus, Mississippi. And the phone number to order your turkey, you know, tell him Tanji sent you, is 901-440-7314. That's 901-440-7314 or 901-305-3519. We ordered one for Thanksgiving, even though we kind of didn't have Thanksgiving. You know, we had Thanksgiving September 19th, but I ordered one for the family and they absolutely loved it. So, you know, tell Terry to get you a turkey ready for Christmas.
Yes, it is season, guys. Okay. Dr. Tanji has good taste buds and it's seasoned. Okay.
Someone get him.
You know what?
Hey,
that's an example of reconciliation.
I was about to say that. Like you have to really like understand what she just said. She said, "Oh, my ex-husband and her and wife. Like, what? You have a relationship?
Oh, honey.
You guys are not killing each other?
We pray together. We fast together. We check on each other at least 2-3 times a week. And it's so important. My last name, right? My first married last name is Scott. Maiden name is Brown. I'm married again, but I picked up the phone and I called his wife, Doris, and I asked her, I said, listen, I have kind of made a name for the Scott. Is it okay if I keep the last name? And she was like, darling, are you kidding me? I'd be very upset if you didn't. And that's the kind of relationship. That's the kind of person that she is. I cannot say enough about this woman. I even told Terry, if you hurt her, you're going to answer to me. And I mean it because she's a good person. I was young, you know, I won't go into all of that, but we were both young and we made some horrible mistakes, but we reconciled and we did it for Morgan, and it's a beautiful relationship. So if I can do it, and he can do it, and she can do it, so can you, right?
Yep.
All right. KJ, what's going on?
And what's trending in the world, my guys?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have heard, but the vaccine is on its way.
Yes.
I can see him excited. Wow. Okay. I was looking for a little cheap.
You know, because here's why.
Yeah.
Because you remember the Tuskegee experiment, right? And I'm not saying that against, but I want our community to know that it's rolling out. It has been tested. It has been fast-tracked with the FDA, and they normally don't do that because of everything that goes on with, you know, getting the drug to the marketplace. The first vials, of course, is what, about 347,000 for California. So healthcare workers are going to be the ones, you know, kind of on the front line. But I'm definitely going to get the vaccination the second round.
Okay. Oh, I was just about to say that. But it has been tested, though.
I'm gonna watch what you guys do, and then I'll be right there right after.
But you still got to make sure, because even after you take it, you have 4 weeks of that latent period that you really can't be around anyone that, you know, has it. It's not like, hey, this is my coat of armor, and I'm going to take this, and I'm going to be okay. I'll be invincible. Nothing like that. You still may get some of the signs and symptoms of COVID, but they'll be very minuscule, you know, compared to full-blown.
We're doing this again, man. We're doing this again.
Go ahead.
Just like old times. I just want people to know, usually like if it hits FDA, granted, there's adverse reactions and whatever else, but that means it went through stages 1 through 4 of the clinical trials, okay? They're not just throwing this stuff at you. And I think I saw earlier somebody in the UK got it, I think this week or in the last few days.
The UK got the vaccines first. Okay. I think it was a boy who was vaccinated, who was the first official vaccination in the UK. I understand you guys' opinions when it comes down to, like, you want to make sure, okay, is it good for all of us to take it? And more than half in the country feel the exact same way about it as well. So it's not like we're like, oh, I don't know yet, but we're just like, okay, it was rushed. It feels like it was rushed. And we just want to make sure, is it going to be safe? I understand.
Absolutely. Yep.
100%. Moving on. We have to talk about LA USD schools are canceling with the COVID surges rising in Southern California. We already know about the lockdowns, but the schools will be shutting down for the remainder of the year, school year, until things are fully operational. And the big thing now is, you ready for this? Mayweather, Logan Paul. That's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. Yep.
You know, if you guys don't know, Logan Paul knocked out Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson, yep.
Nate Robinson, standing 5'10", about 200 pounds, I think. But other than that, that was a second round knockout. If you guys want to look at replays on YouTube,
oh my gosh.
Don't do it. I think that was a shocker for all of us, you know, how that played out, especially so soon. It's like, he was just ill-prepared. I know I've met Nate Robinson before. Nice guy, very athletic. Okay. But I don't think it was like he was like running into his hands. You know, there was like no defense or anything. Yeah, it was terrible. But, oh, wow. Yeah.
And that was like a pay-per-view, right?
That was a pay-per-view. Okay. Yeah, okay. It was the undercard of the Mike Tyson fight. Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you watching it? Anybody watching it?
Hey, February 20th, my sister's birthday. Check it out. It's going to be, and that's one fight I would watch. I believe.
Yeah, Mayweather.
Good deal. I really do.
Since we're talking about sports, NBA season back online Friday. I know it was really fast. They had a really short off season because they wanted to get back on schedule, but. For all those hoopers out there, sports fans, Friday, stay tuned for Clippers-Lakers Battle of LA, back at it again.
Oh my God.
A lot of changes have happened, but they are taking those COVID protocols, and it's going to be very interesting to watch because they have games every other day, you know. Mm. Other than football, you have that 6-day period in between, so you can like pick out, okay, this player has it, so let's pull him out. But no, it's like you need to find out immediately after the game. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. So I trust Adam Silver, you know, with it because he's handled the bubble well. Yeah. Other than that, I think it's going to be a very interesting season moving forward.
But speaking of the bubble, are they going to play those games, I guess, in a bubble or no?
No, they're going to be traveling the city to city. But they have they just released like a huge document of COVID protocols. So I think that's
okay. Okay.
It's not going to stop because like COVID doesn't know the rules, you know.
But no.
It would at least puts a little barrier to at least negate some of the risk factors, which I understand. Okay. But they say G League may be in the bubble, and who knows, maybe for the finals they may do another bubble again. Who knows? Gotcha. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll find out. But other than that, I'm lobbing it back to you, Dr. T, because we have someone coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just kind of want to make certain that you are abreast that Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm your girl for Talk to Tanji, all right, Facebook Live, and uploading videos on my YouTube channel from old shows. If there's any old show that you kind of want to go back and see, if nothing but to make fun of me, okay, from then until now. But we've got a gentleman that's going to be on Friday's upload. What's the gentleman's name? And I love him dearly.
It's your favorite motivational speaker's son.
Yes, Les Brown. Oh, my God. This an amazing guy, seriously. And his daddy, I've followed him for years and years. And that's why I love doing what I do now, because of him. Now, without further ado,
Let me get her track playing
real quick. Okay.
Because we had
introduction, intro.
I'm so excited.
All right, further ado.
There we go.
There we go.
I get so excited.
Welcome.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the show.
Oh man. This woman hails from Inglewood. Am I right? Inglewood, California. And she's a drummer. She's a singer. She's been in commercial after commercial. She's just, when she puts her mind to something, she gets it done. She's an influencer. She's someone in my head, one of my best friends in my head, is none other than Tia P. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
It's so good to see you.
Great to see you as well. Thank you so much for having me back. I know a lot has changed since I was last on the show.
Man, I fell in love with you when I first saw you, and I'm loving you even more. I follow you, lady. I do. When you do your lives, I'm on Instagram. I'm like, hey, I know her. And my husband's like, yeah, Tanji, sure you do. So I've got to ask you. Thank you. I have to ask you that proverbial question, okay? I asked you last year. I'll ask you again. How did you get here, woman? How did you get here? From everything that you have put forth, you're here and you're doing it. And you're doing it on your terms, all right? Mm-hmm. Not offending anyone. And if you do, who cares? Who cares? But, you know, how did you get here?
How did I get here? On the shoulders of good family and just an interest and a common interest in wanting to do better for my people. It's just one of those things when you do better for yourself, you're able to do better for everybody else. And luckily, I have the support of a great family, not only just, you know, who loves me, but is honest with me. We take that Bible verse seriously, you know, truth and love and speak in love and truth. And, you know, they're careful not to hold their tongues when things need to be corrected or things can be improved upon. But at the same time, they've always been encouraging and pushing me forward in music and in life and whatever it is that I've chosen to pursue. So, you know, it's my love for people that's allowed me to use music as a vessel to communicate, to get the word out, to just have conversations with people, to open up conversations, to start them, to sway minds and give ideas and give inspiration. And so it's just, you know, it's just thankful to have other support. People don't really understand. It takes a team. It takes a village for anybody. But yeah, I'm here because of the village. And one day I'll have my own village to support somebody else.
I love it. Don't you just love this woman, man?
Very, very honest and authentic. I love it.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. So you released that EP, right? and into the making of your music, I have to ask you, because you carry so much, you know, you embody Erykah Badu, you've got the soul of, you know, all of these greats, you know, you remind me of a Missy Elliott or a Pharrell, you know, those influences too. What goes in to putting thought to paper or thought to, you know, going into the studio? What's that process like?
You know, it varies. You know, there's not one set thing that I do that, you know, it's not necessarily a formula, I want to say. Okay. It's kind of a combination of things. I'm a very much go with the flow type of person. You know, whatever the song calls for, sometimes I'll hear lyrics first, or maybe it's just a melody, or sometimes I'll hear the beat. And so sometimes I'll start with the words, or sometimes I'll start, you know, with the drums, or I'll, you know, start on piano. It just depends on what captures me first. But I'm never one to try to force something. If I don't hear any lyrics, I won't force it. If I don't hear any music at the time, I won't try and put anything to it. I'm very much just keen to letting things build and grow organically. But at the same time, you know, there are some things and some people I've worked with that require deadlines. So, you know, you kind of have to mesh the two, you know, your experience in life and what it calls for, but also not sacrificing that authenticity. So, you know, you make it work.
Absolutely. B. Slade, okay, is one of my absolute favorites. I used to watch him, man, get up out of bed and he'd be singing Hello to the Birds. And I'm like, yes, I love him.
That boy
is
ridiculous. That's my bro, man.
We're dealing in the spirit of honesty, openness, and sincerity. Mm-hmm. When you're working with someone major like that, you don't go, of course, with any preconceived ideas, but how do you not, hey, I know him, or God, I can't believe I'm working with him. How do you still make it happen and not be starstruck?
It's interesting, because this actually wasn't the first thing. This is the first thing that we had worked on that was a project of mine, but we had actually known each other for a while. Prior to me knowing him as B. Slade, I grew up knowing him as Tone, you know, in the gospel realm. And that was my, you know, and mind you, he's not, you know, he still loves God and all that stuff, but he's just an incredible artist. It's his gift is just so ridiculous. And he's just an incredible person outside of his gift. He's silly. He's great people to be around. You know, he'll make you laugh, make you smile. You know, if he sings, he'll make you say, shut up, just stop it. He just does it so effortlessly. But he's just, that's my brother. I don't even look at him anymore as you know, I know what he can do, and I know how great his gift is. But, you know, he's just as humble as his gift is great, you know. So it's just a blessing to be around people like that who are not full of themselves, or let their gift do more of the talking. So, but he's cool people. And so kind of all that, I kind of had time for all that to pass. You know what I mean?
Okay, absolutely.
But now when it came to the song Come Together, it was just, he was the only other person I had in mind after I'd finished reproducing the track and laid my part. And once he done his part and sent it back, it was a wrap. And then, you know, because of the video, it just got even more confirmed that this is going to be a T.O.P. B. Slade reimagined classic. So,
I love it. Absolutely. Okay, go ahead, Niles. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you're maturing, you know, in your gift and in your purpose. How do you keep yourself in check and aligned, you know, throughout the journey, especially, you know, since the big kaboom, you know, the big kaboom. So how do you keep yourself in check? Like, a lot of times we have to, like, you know, check ourselves, like, all right, this is my path. That's the purpose. Just focus on God or this and that. How do you, like, you know, put your ego to the side and all that and just focus on the goal, you know, because a lot of times our egos get in the way of things. Like, I did this, I did that. You know who I'm is? You know, so, like, you know, how does it?
No, I feel you. And, you know, for some people, it can be very easy and comfortable to slip into that type of mindset and mentality. But kind of like I was saying earlier with teams, my family and the team that I have around me, they've never been fearful to check me, you know, call me by my government name, any of those types of things. So it's one of those things where you really have to be mindful of the team that you keep around you, and not just the team that you start with, but the team that you grow with. And not being afraid to either have to shed some people or maybe add some new additions or keep the circle small. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't care or you don't love certain people, but it's you have to take into consideration where you're going and know that everybody's not going to be able to come with you. And that's okay. That's just life. You know, that's part of growth. If you don't have growing pains, you know, how do you, you know, what's growing? So it's just one of those things. And also, I don't really have that in me, I want to say. Like, I'm just, okay. I'm a real chill person. You know, like, on stage, you know, I give you rah, 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 you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? But, I'm just real chill. You know, I'm sweatpants and flip-flops and, that just takes so much weight and energy to be like that. I'd rather spend my energy just, you know, smiling and making music, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, for
sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Being known as the voice of the new generation. I mean, if that's not a title, I don't really know what is. What to you does that mean, the voice of the new generation? That's weighty, you know?
It is.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of glory.
Yeah.
You know, it does kind of put me in the front line of, of what is, quote unquote, this new generation, this generation. What is... Why does it stand out? And I think this generation, if for nothing else, especially in 2020, has made their presence known, has made their voices heard, their ideas heard, their vision felt, their passion felt, or been able to really be understood by the masses in any other time in history. So 2020 has impacted not only just, you know, our socioeconomic status and things like that, but it's impacted our creativity, it's impacted the artists, and it's impacted those who are impacted by the art, because it's fluctuated how we can get it to them, how we can create it. What we're creating in the content especially is so important, because we're, like I said, we're in a time like no other. And so for me, it's just, I take that mantle as not just trying to be one-dimensional in my approach to music, but being something that can be heard from different age groups, different races, you know, not just talking about, you know, the party and this, that, and the third, but also being able to give people something that they can, you know, really take with them and grow with and, you know, stick in the back of their mind and really, you know, help them out with something, you know? So it's just, it's deeper than just music. For me, music is a conversation. You know, that's where I come from writing. It's a standpoint of a story, something that needs to be told, something you may want to tell somebody else. If you write a story, if you tell a story, we live in a nosy time right now. People want to listen to the end. So that's why I say in my songs, I try to tell a story, keep a conversation, because that keeps people engaged. So it's just, you know, just I don't know. It is a broad title, but I take that. You know?
You take that?
I put that bad proud. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
So, go ahead. This year, 2020, has been crazy for everybody, good and bad. What are three things that you will take away from 2020? Because it wasn't all bad. And
no,
if there was bad, then there's some kind of good in that.
Yes.
Some kind of moral, some kind of value, something.
I'm good at procrastinating, but I definitely have found that in 2020, I can just go. Just like, you know, it really took all the procrastination out of me, because you know, you get so bored, it's like, you okay, I need something to do. I finally actually did all the things that I had procrastinated for the longest in 2020. So it kind of took all the procrastination out of me. So now I'm very timely about everything that I do. Not that I wasn't before, but it's just
right.
I'm just on to the next,
Absolutely.
What's next? What else? I definitely learned that I can rock a pair of sweatpants for a good 3 weeks straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm the only one who is a part of the sweatpants ministry, you know, during 2020, but it's strong over here, you know. This torso up ministry has been amazing, you know.
For right.
Sure.
I be killing them waist up. So, that's been another blessing for 2020. But no, really, honestly, the third thing that I probably learned is patience, more patience. I think we all
Yeah.
those constant things that we're constantly working on. you know, it's never one thing. We just, okay, we've achieved the height of patience. Now right. We ain't never going to be impatient. Like it's yeah. a lifelong thing, you know.
Yeah, it is.
But it's definitely put a new perspective on waiting, actively waiting, you know. Mm-hmm. That's definitely my new thing. Just not, there's a time for rest, you know, which I encourage, and I don't think people should push past a certain point because it's not healthy.
Right.
Because we do need to replenish. But at the same time, there are things that we can be doing while waiting. It doesn't necessarily have to be passive or just, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes we need to be still. But there can be things that we can do in that waiting period to help enhance, once we are done waiting, just accelerate ourselves when it's time to go. So yeah. That's kind of what right now, December has kind of been for me. These last 3 months kind of have just been like just ruminating, you know, just planning, just putting everything into position. So when 2021 hits, I'm not still planning, but I can just go, you know, go absolutely. And still have things, you know, meet them as they come. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
That's actually a principle that you're using too, planning, preparation, and then being deployed. So thank you. Okay. Thank you so very much. Didn't even know it, did you? You are. It's a wonderful principle. Absolutely. Yeah.
I like how you use the word active, because like you said, a lot of us just wait around and they expect to be totally prepared when an opportunity presents itself. But then you have rust that you required between that process because you haven't been sharpening and, you know, molding your skills and all of that. So mm-hmm. be active, rest. There's no, it's a combination of things. Like, we're all human beings, so we go through the phases of life and all that good stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, be active. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
During the time of like procrastination, like what sparked you to keep going? Because I know there are times where like you were actively waiting. You're like, all right, I'm done. I can't right now. You know.
That's real. You know, I'm one of those people. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Gemini, but I've always, I can only wait or not do something for so long. I have to keep myself to get involved with something. So even if I'm bored, I'll figure out something to get into so I can just keep myself active or something. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just,
wow.
I've always been like that. I just have to do, it's not like an ADD thing. I don't like to be bored. So I'll figure out.
Bored.
Yeah. Good deal. So you got your music out. You're ready to kind of get out there. How will you, with all of this that's going on, what's going to be your mode of operandi to really kind of hit the masses and say, listen, you got to listen to this. This is good for your soul.
Well, interestingly enough, my team and I, we were putting together a project that kind of got sparked from a song I'd done called This My City, which the one you played. So that is going to be the Inglewood EP. The EP is going to be called This My City. And it's going to be the soundtrack to a documentary that we're doing about Inglewood called This My City. So we're interviewing some people. We've got some down the line. We actually are working with phenomenal producer, DJ, West Coast legend, DJ Battlecat. We actually were in the studio with him a couple weeks ago. So we've got some music from him on the way, as well as an interview from him that's going to be on the documentary. So it's just, right now, it's such a powerful thing, not only to have audio, have visual, it's that we can, not just, you know, in the ear gates and, you know, in the heart. We want people to see, you know, what's happening in Inglewood. And especially like 2020 has been such a life-changing visual year. We've really had time to capture some things that we didn't even anticipate being able to capture, just based on just, you know, a sign of the times, just the way that things mm-hmm. are right now. So, you know, we've got gentrification. We've got, you know, talking to people who've been here, you know, OGs, some of the people who are, you know, fresh faces. So it's a compilation to really give you insight into my world, my city, where I come from. And if you know about my city, then you know a little bit more about me and just, you know, what it is. Because Inglewood has usually been known as LA's backyard. Yeah. And so now we are coming into our own. You know, we've got two stadiums and a third on the way. So
mm-hmm.
you know, we are stepping into our own right, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. And so the music is just going to be an accompaniment to the documentary, and hopefully one will influence the other and people will really get a full picture. Yeah.
Wonderful. I am so excited for you, lady. I am so excited. Now, you already know what has to happen next. Don't pretend like you don't know. Your music, you embody it. So you got to spit or sing or do something.
Okay. Let me see what I can pull. So I'll do a verse from it's one of my songs. It's one of my underground joints. It's not even out yet. But I got to tell you about, after I do this, I got to tell you about the new Christmas singles we got out, because you know we got some Christmas music too.
Very good.
I grind from Monday to Monday, never smoking no Sunday. My mama, she praying for me, and daddy, he praying too. To tell the truth, I never was good at telling the truth until I picked up the pen and treated it like a pistol. Shots fired at the crowd, but the ammo wasn't meant to. Just some words for your mental. Clinging on a hope, grab a boat if it's no rope or slip knot. I'm that buzzer beater rapper, call me Mrs. Big Shot. I'm what you not and what you are at the same time. Living off the box while you reading in between the lines of these angles. I let my words spill from my metaphors to my dark angles. Monet artistry, back it up a step or two. My impressionistic views are bigger than your life tools. I'm not belligerent, I'm far from ignorant and dangerous, and that's probably three reasons I'm not famous. Oh man, I'd pull that one. I haven't done that one in a minute.
Don't you? Hey, I don't know how you feel, but I feel good.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
thank
god
you, thank you.
This cute Christmas music, by all means, tell us about it.
Okay, well, you know, I'm a big Christmas fan. I don't know if you could tell. I got my Christmas nails.
Yeah.
You know, I got I got, you know, my little red Christmas hat. Shout out to my boy Rodney John for the Christmas hat. It's not even a Christmas hat. It just happens to be red and, you know, Christmas festive. But he is a makeup artist extraordinaire. Shout out to Rodney John. Hit him up if you want some hats. But we have a Christmas song that we just dropped. 6X Entertainment is my management company. And we just dropped a single called Christmas With My Baby, featuring myself, Mari, and Maurice. So you can get that, what's today? The 9th. So you can get it everywhere tomorrow on the 10th. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff. It's on SoundCloud now, but it's available everywhere tomorrow. Christmas With My Baby. So make sure you get that. And we're doing a contest with that song. So I don't know. Does anybody roller skate? Do y'all roller skate?
I mean, I can go down a little bit.
Oh, I love roller skating. Okay,
if you or your friends or anybody you know can roller skate, we're giving $100 for anybody who can do a little roller skate routine to the song Christmas With My Baby. So you got to get the song, do a little routine in your roller skates. I posted a video yesterday. You got to be better than me. I took a little tumble, but we're not going to talk about it. But yeah, you know, just go ahead and do that. And also, we've got my single, Christmas in Cali, which is West Coast Christmas classic. We got the video out for that as well. So just feel good vibes all the way around for Christmas time. So please just make sure you support and, you know, get some. It's other songs besides Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. So
oh, yeah, right.
She say that.
Why you gotta call Mariah like that? Come on.
Hey, I love Mariah. Look, Mariah gets paid every year. I'm trying to be like Mariah, okay?
You on your way.
I know, right? Okay. TMP, how can the listeners, the watchers, how can we stay interactive with you and follow you on social media or whatever you've got going? Because you're the real deal, lady.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, beautiful people, all you've got to do, you can find me at I Am Tia P. That's at I Am Tia P. That's either on Instagram, anything with an at, that's where you can find me. You can, also go to my website, IamTiaP.com. There you can see videos, see photos, get updates where I'm at, where I'll be. Probably somewhere zooming since we can't go nowhere, but you'll be able to keep up with me. But Instagram is basically the primary way. You can also subscribe on my YouTube channel, I Am Tia P. So, but just keep up with me. If you see me live, say what's up. I'll follow back. It's all love.
Wonderful. Yeah. Guys, Tia, thank you so very, very much. KJ Niles, we did it again. Don't forget, reconcile. Do not let this year go out without you reconciling with someone who maybe offended you or maybe you offended them. Forgive them, reconcile, restore the relationship if you can. If not, love them and keep it moving. Don't forget, talk to Tanji on Facebook Live Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And of course, the YouTube channel where we've got past shows and keep abreast with us on LA Talk Radio. This has been one of the best shows. I have truly, truly enjoyed you, lady. I love you to the moon and the stars. Thank you for serving us with your gifts and making it look easy. Yeah. That's our show. Until next time. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott.